So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on a very delightful Spirit Sunday. Every day on the Erica Glessing Show, we have 8 minutes of daily inspiration. I have such amazing guests coming in August and September. I've had a bit of a reprieve for July, and I'm really excited about where the show's going in the next 2 months. I'm super excited to share that with you. The topic today is havingness and being a yes energy to havingness. Yeah, and this is quite likely, depending on how you were raised, something that you weren't just sort of born with. Sometimes children are, but many times as a young child, you've gone through some kinds of deprivation or negative experiences that haven't allowed you to have and be all that you are. And so part of what I'm interested in right now is this turning up, and turning on, and turning up. Yeah. It's like turning on your creativity, turning on your awareness of your greatness, turning on all the places where you've been hiding your sweetness and your awesomeness and how much you can help others and just you being you. Yeah. Knowing your own awareness of your own havingness. What are you willing to have now? That I'm even asking you to be in that space of having. What have you not allowed yourself to be having? I'm blessed to live in a very beautiful home. I'm blessed to live in a very beautiful area of Northern California. I'm blessed to have 3 children. Yeah, I chose that. What are your blessings? Where are the spaces of you that you've allowed yourself to have? Do you have a beautiful mind? Do you have a beautiful body? What is it about you that is something everyone just gets excited about being near? Is there something about you that turns people on and turns people up? As you're listening to this, just kind of tune in and acknowledge the places where your brilliance is so much more than you thought, so much more than you knew, and just really tune into that place where the specialness of you and the most amazingness of you starts to shine in the lightness of you, please. Just know it for right now in this instant. I have one of these memories where we used to trade houses. I grew up in Palo Alto, California, and my family had friends up in Mendocino, California, and we would switch houses, and we'd go to this place that was walking distance to the beach, and you could actually walk from our friend's house to the beach, and we brought our cats. Oh, yeah. We had Pumpkin and Raccoon, Racky, were our 2 kitties, and they used to come with us on this summer adventure. Yeah, so silly. And I remember my toes in the sand in the summer, and I remember the sunsets and making art from the beach objects. What are some of the memories you have that are in having this? We so often focus on the things that weren't awesome. You know, that if we could just change this or change that. What are some memories you have that are amazing? Can you tune into a few things that have shown up in your life that were unexpected moments of joy or unexpected moments of excitement? Yeah, could you bring more of that in? Bring more of that energy in. See if something could happen today beyond your expectations, some little miracle. Maybe a big miracle. What could you expect and enjoy today that's beyond your expectations? Yeah, I wonder. I'm so curious. What could you create just being you? Could you reach out to someone and ask them about their own greatness? Could you stir up greatness in others? Could you welcome greatness in? Yeah, could you wake greatness up? Could you stand in it brightly with your eyes shining? Yeah, that. I'm going to invite you today to have it all just for this moment of awareness. See where you can focus on all the places where you actually have it all right now. Yeah, just step into your knowing. Step into that belief of your ability to shift things. Just a few more molecules towards your knowing, a few more molecules towards being aware of that brightness of you. A few more moments of the awareness of gratitude from the planets and celestial energy of you being you on the planet. Wow. There's a lot of gratitude for you. A lot more than I think you may even think about. So just step up into that for today. Step up into the very awareness of the gratitude for you being born and being alive on this planet at this time. And as you go forth today, I'm going to ask you to look for miracles around every corner. What could you perceive as beauty or a miracle today? Yeah, that. And have a most beautiful day.